her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all
about. I had been led to believe that the Green Bay Packers would be playing the Steelers in Ireland this upcoming NFL season. I have now been led to believe that I was led astray. A report yesterday saying that the Packers will not, in fact, be the team that the Steelers are playing overseas, but in fact, it will be the Vikings. We talked a smidge about this with Adam Schefter just to see if Aaron Rodgers, will he or won't he, where have I heard that before, is playing a role in this. But a little closer to home, gang, is the fact that Ben Brust, our colleague, was the gentleman who said it would be the Packers, in fact.
February 6th. Our guy Benny B tweeted out, I am hearing from sources the Packers will play the Steelers on September 28th at Croke Park in Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, a lot of details there, a lot of information, date, teams, etc. And, you know, we kind of thought, okay, this will be great, Packers, Steelers. But I do want to recognize at least the potential that this Aaron Rodgers things jammed this up.
Oh, 100%.
That the Packers were, in fact, in line to play the Steelers in Ireland. But then when it became a possibility that Aaron Rodgers would be the quarterback of the Steelers, that they would not take that game, Packers v. Steelers, Love v. Rodgers, all of it, and put that overseas at 9 a.m. on a random day. I gotta think that the league is like, nope. We're going to primetime that bad boy and suck every single eyeball we can out of it. And I think that's maybe why we're seeing this direct contradiction to what Ben reported in February.
Yeah, it's got Sunday at 3:25 written all over it. Whenever that game is, it's going to be Sunday at 3:25. Whoever, if it's Fox, if it's CBS, they're going to protect the crap out of that game and not allow it being on, you know, Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football. That is going to be a middle of the afternoon Sunday game whenever it happens, because I mean, you heard Schefter talking about it, that the NFL is proceeding with this schedule, not necessarily Aaron Rodgers, but that the Steelers will have a viable option at quarterback when they're putting together the schedule. And if ownership for the Steelers is telling the league, hey, we think we're eventually going to get something done with Rodgers, yeah, you want to prepare for that inevitability. And if you schedule this thing over in Ireland, you can't undo that. You schedule it 3:25 or you schedule it for Sunday Night Football, you got flex scheduling. If it ends up being, you know, who's the guy they have? If it's Kenny Pickett playing against Jordan Love, okay, we'll throw that thing back at noon and figure something else for that afternoon. But you put it over in Ireland, well, you're stuck. There's no flex scheduling out of the international games.
So, Chu, given all of that information, do we still have the leeway, the right to dunk on Ben Brust this morning?
Not really. No, no, because we should have known this from the start. It's Ben, right?
So you were already giving him like a
I mean, who do you think his source was?
I don't know. He had a lot of information, man.
He did.
I mean, well, to have the date and the location within Dublin, it wasn't just, oh, the Packers are going to play the Steelers in Ireland this year. I mean, he had a lot of pretty pertinent information on the report that he initially put out there.
Yeah, but it's not like it's coming from Tausch or something. Like, it's Benny.
Wait, I love this idea. We're going to power rank the people who have credibility here at Good Karma Brands. So here's the exercise. If someone said, here's my inside information, I have inside information about the Green Bay Packers, power rank, Chu, who you would trust from top to bottom.
Oh, well, number one would be Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's clearly a number one. I would put myself in Tausch 2. Just because we
wait.
Absolutely destroyed.
How are you not putting Jen 2? She's an actual report.
I got a lot of people up there. See, now I become kind of the rat. You know, where we didn't like the rats when I played and I knew who the rats were. I still have peeps.
You've never literally ever broken a single smorsel.
It's because no one asked me to, you know?
All right. All right, if that's all it takes,
I'm good.
From right now, no, I am asking you to break more Packers news on this show. I am asking you, now you cannot use that as an excuse anymore.
Yeah.
This is me officially requesting to you that you break more
information.
This
is like when my husband says to me, just tell me what you need me to do around the house. Okay, buddy, here comes the list.
Well, now all I'm going to do is give Gabe a number and say, here, call this number for tenure me, which I have done before, by the way. My agent back in my, this is probably like middle years of the Packers, wanted me to call a potential client for him, and I just wasn't feeling it. So I asked my Cato Kalen to call him, which he did, and the guy never found out. Yeah. And he talked to him for like an hour. So that was brilliant of me. So, Gabe, right back at you. I'll get you the number.
So, hold on. So, the list goes Jason Wilde, Tausch, and you are tied for two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then what?
Jen, you're three.
Thank you.
Well, that would be technically four.
Oh, that's correct. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Leaderboards and whatnot.
Yeah.
Would I go Homer next? Well, let me go from the bottom. The bottom would be Strofe, even though he's from Green Bay.
Actually, would give Strofe a leg up on Benny.
No, Benny's still got some. He could go to Barry, and Barry might make a call, go that route. So he's a little more
plugged in,
a little more established. Brad, just because Brad's a little more professional than Ben, I would put him above Ben. And then I would probably go Homer, Gabe. Am I missing anyone?
Kyle.
Don't forget, Homer's still got John Anderson. He's got Balaga.
I mean, those are all technically teammates.
You could put them on the power rankings, too.
All right. Balaga's got to be high, too.
You know, I appreciate that Chewy's doing deep thoughts this morning as we pay homage to deep thoughts.
I don't know. To me, I don't know how skilled Balaga is in the art of conversation, because the only thing I've ever heard him say is, Brian Balaga.
Oh, boy. He literally does a show with Homer.
He
was a part of the
Brian
pregame show.
Yeah, but I'm in bed by then.
9 a.m.?
It's not at 9 a.m.
The pregame show.
Oh, I don't watch pregame shows.
It's a radio show. Good grief, man.
I know, but aren't they on at like 8 o'clock at night?
Pregame?
No, Homer's on at 5.
Pre, do you not understand?
Yes.
All of it. The P, the R, and the E.
I'm just talking about during the week. I don't listen to this during the weekend because I grind it out all weekend. I told you guys yesterday, I need a break. I have to breathe because I'm a grinder.
Do you think, Chew?
By the way, the Homer hour's on at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's central time, though, Gabe.
Uh-huh, so that's 6 p.m. your time.
Oh, and you're not back here in central time in a few weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Friday. I don't really want to wear a coat.
Friday.
It's going to be 70.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Do people who purchase plane tickets and Airbnbs in Ireland with the expectation that the Packers would be over there, can they get that money out of Ben Brust?
Look, if you decided to invest that type of money in travel off of a Ben Brust report, that's on you. You got no one to blame but yourself.
I love that you just changed Ben Brust to Ben Bust, since that's what this was, a big old bust.
No, because out of all the shows, I'm talking weekly shows, if anyone deserves a disclaimer, it should be that one, KBN.
I mean, this is a glass houses moment. You've made some outrageous, erroneous claims in your history.
I don't think so.
Chewy's mind, he's batting 1,000%.
Yeah.
Never missed. Undefeated.
What
never lost.
Claims
he just
have I made?
Gaslights himself through life is what's basically happening.
Josh?
We have a liner that runs of Craig telling you know the most fiction.
Well, that's true. You want to know fiction and nonfiction, right? I tell you what, I revert to, and I will live by it, that knowledge is knowledge, even if it's wrong. That spells me.
No, you know what? Again, deep thoughts, right?
I mean,
the whole show is a paid homage to Deep Thoughts, the boat that is being pulled out of the lake today, and Chewie just keeps trying to give us his deepest thoughts.
I will agree with Chewie that knowledge is knowledge, even if it's wrong, does describe Chewie to a T. Just it is the perfect explanation for one Mark Tremere.
Right. And nobody agrees with him.
Like Ben's knowledge was wrong about the game in Ireland, but it's still knowledge. Because now you know what's wrong, and now you're not going to go get an Airbnb. Am I right or wrong? Thank you. Have a nice day.
Okay. Matt LaFleur probably thrilled. As we know, Matty doesn't love having his team go overseas for games. But what about Packers fans? Was there any part of you that was looking forward to a potential game in Ireland? Were you thinking, hey, yeah, let's pack up the fam, let's go over there, let's take in a game? Was there any, or were most people like, I'd rather not? Like, that doesn't sound like something fun. No, do you think there are people who are disappointed this morning that the Packers are not the team playing the Steelers in Ireland?
No, and I think it's unfair that the Packers are one of the elite teams in the NFL because they're not asking Seattle to go. They're not asking the Texans to go. This would be the third year in a row that they would have to go internationally. And I don't think it's fair. I don't. And I'm starting to wonder, is the juice worth the squeeze here, really?
NFL thinks so. I mean, they keep expanding it, Chew.
And they're going to keep expanding.
But we're not putting a team in London, which is really the only place you could do it. And what are they doing over there? Buying a few jerseys?
Well, they're getting tickets. You're getting people interested
in
the game.
If they played the game in the States, they're getting tickets anyway. So that's a wash.
Well, yeah, but you're hoping that the interest internationally is how you grow. Like they figured they've pretty much hit the market cap in the United States. So the way to grow interest in the NFL and make more money and make everything more valuable is if you get more people interested in the game worldwide.
Isn't growing your business internationally like the one thing that's going to supercharge? Like that's
well, and I think they look at the English Premier League and they're going, if that league over there in Europe and obviously can have the appeal it has to a large number of people here in the United States, why can't the NFL do the inverse? That's what they're looking at. They're saying, you know, you got people waking up at the ass crack of dawn and going to local pubs and taking in their games and all that. And you got a rabid fan base here in the States. So I think Roger Goodell and company are looking at that going, we want that over there.
Do we not think there's going to be an international team in our near future?
No. I think so.
I don't know about the near future.
10 years?
Yeah.
I don't. I just don't know how you can... Trying to figure out the economics of it, like, for the players would be incredibly hard. Like, if you put a team in London... Yeah. Like, how are you scheduling that team from London when they come to the States and then they go back over there? How are you going to sign free agents if you're London? Like, those are all, like, do you really want to go and schedule that's going to be?
Maybe you do 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, or 3 weeks on. I mean, baseball does it. You go on 10-game road trips, you know, where you're gone for 14 days or whatever, and it's been 12 days. Like,
but if you go out to Los Angeles, you have to fly back to New York, not London.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to play, because once every how many ever years, you're playing those teams out west, whether it's the NFC West, whether it's the AFC West. And those are long trips.
Maybe you have a home base here in the States that they stay at when they are on a home, on an away stand, because their technically home is London.
So now if you're a player, you got to have two places? You have a place here and a place in London?
Again, I haven't gone through all of this.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's, I think it just gets too complicated.
There's got to be a way they track, like, ratings in London or Germany. During Sunday, my guess is it's just not that big.
But it's growing. But it's clearly growing, Chew, which is why they keep trying to get into these markets. And the more people that get interested in it, it just continues to compound.
Yeah.
Jim weighing in saying they'd have to make it a whole division of four teams in Europe to make it feasible.
Which is never going to happen.
So like its own division.
How far apart is London to New York versus New York to LA in terms of hours traveled?
It's not that different.
I don't think it's that different. However, but by expanding that footprint, you know, if you're going London now to LA, like that's going to be the difficult part.
Yeah, I understand that. I just don't think that's going to be an impediment. I don't think they're that concerned with.
Plus the time change.
Time travel and time change. They're concerned about making money.
Well, they're not concerned about players anyways.
So right. Correct. That's, I'm starting from the point.
But if I'm, an owner, like, I'm going to have to work extra hard to convince free agents to go to London. That's just, that's a fact.
Yeah, Saudi billionaire will gladly buy that team in London. That's
that London team's going to stink.
Probably.
Do you want to be a guy that just gets drafted to London? No.
Hell no. NFL doesn't care.
No, they don't care. No.
So you're being too rational. That's your problem. you are suffering from all the wrong things. Being logical and rational.
And then why isn't the Jaguars already moved over there?
Why don't they go to Canada? Why don't they buy the Canadian Football League? That makes more sense.
I think Canada and Mexico City both are realistic options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think those are more realistic than.
Yeah, I agree. I could live in Toronto.
James in the 608 weighing in saying, eventually the NFL will create an NFL Europe League and the winner will play the winner of the Super Bowl for the World Championship. And then Jared in Canton says, I see Chewy is over here gas lamping again.
Classic gas lamp.
Classic gas lamping.
I thought it was gas lighting.
It is. But you, when you did not know what it was, famously called it gas lamping.
Oh, sorry.
We got to take a break. We have Chewy's power rankings coming up next. That should be a wild ride. Stick around. I want to tell you guys about my friends over at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. For your next night out, revel in the fusion of artistry and flavor with sushi at St. Kate, offering guests an elevated experience where freshness and creativity converge in every bite. St. Kate the Arts Hotel introduces the addition of an exciting new sushi menu to its culinary repertoire. I know you're thinking, want to go out for dinner? Where should we go? Thinking sushi. You probably don't think of St. Kate the Arts Hotel. Well, now you should. Indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, and expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And guess who didn't hit the hole? Zeke Elliott.
Ashton.
Well, I mean, yes. You all right back there?
That's so true.
It was a direct shot. She took out the sniper rifle and just...
She got right up to me, took out a Glock, and just shot.
Yeah, right in the balls.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Is your business ready to take the next step? Fifth Third Commercial Bank, Wisconsin, our team of local experienced advisors are here to propel you forward. We understand your needs and offer in-depth expertise, cutting-edge technology, and tailored solutions to streamline your cash collections, automate payments, and safeguard your assets with top-notch fraud mitigation tools. Contact Fifth Third in downtown Milwaukee today. Let's eliminate the non-value ad work so you can focus on what truly matters the most, growing your business. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, in honor of Giannis, we are going to power rank the top. This is for 2024. The top 10 emojis used in 2024 from DoFinder. Why are you laughing?
Because it's funny.
Okay. And I'm just going to tell you guys, I use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I use this 1, 6, 7, 8. Of them.
Okay.
I know he uses the thumbs up.
Yeah, the thumbs up is on there.
You use that sucker all the time.
Oh, geez, I am going to give you... I think you guys are going to struggle here. I will give you 14 to get 8. 14 to get 8. Okay? So thumbs up was number 4.
Okay.
You guys use that a lot or no?
Yeah, enough.
I mean, I don't use a lot of emojis.
Why?
No, I just don't.
Ooh, sorry.
Just
Mr.
don't.
Golfer.
I just don't. I don't know. Not a part of my texting patterns.
Smiley face.
Yeah, smiley face.
La 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 la. Smiley face with smiling eyes is number 10.
Whoa.
10.
Okay.
I don't use it a lot. It's not happy enough for me. I go happier than that.
Is it the one that with the hearts for eyes?
Well, you got the hearts for eyes, then you got the hearts on the outside
All
of the
right.
head.
Yeah, slow down a little bit, please.
I'm saying hearts for eyes.
Hearts for eyes is number 9.
Oof.
So you guys are rolling.
Kind of, but why are we getting all the ones at the bottom of the list?
What about, like, peace sign, deuces?
You're not as
Chewy uses that one.
The one that gets used the most, by far.
The heart?
Crying laughing.
Crying, yeah. That's true.
That one crushes.
Yep. Crying, laughing.
I don't know if I can give it to you, though.
What? Why, because Joshy said it?
Well, I'll give it to you, but it's under protest. It's loudly crying face.
See, now,
I don't think that's the same one, but
well,
I'll
yes,
give it to you
well, look at the emoji, for goodness sakes. Is it the one where they're crying?
Are there tears coming out of the eyes?
Yeah, but a lot of them. Like waterfalls. I don't think Josh was thinking that emoji.
Hold on. So yes, I think there are two emojis. There's one where there are tears coming down the face, like in straight lines, and then there's ones where the tears are on the outside where it's the laughing crying. I'm laughing so hard, I'm crying. That's got to be on the list, too.
I don't think I can give that to Josh because he doesn't want to be Hodor. which one did you say, Jen?
Where was the laughter one that we got?
Laughing while crying.
That was number 5.
Okay. And then
you said another crying?
Which one is number 5? What's the name of the number 5?
That one is loudly crying face.
I thought you said that was number 1.
No, you guys didn't get that one.
Oh, I thought you said loudly crying face was something else. I think we're getting jammed up because you don't know the names of them.
So you got 4 thumbs up, 5 under protest, loudly crying face, and you have smiling face with heart-shaped eyes, and then you have smiling face with smiling eyes at number 10.
Okay, how about just a heart?
Heart is number 2.
Yeah, I mean, I think Chewy uses deuces, right? Peace sign. We got 6 to play with.
All right. I just don't know how many people use the peace sign, but Chewy, peace sign?
No peace sign.
No deuces?
I don't use that one. No, that's you. I don't like deuces.
Deuces?
That's a try hard. We call that try hard. You're trying too hard.
We call that try hard. You're trying too hard. A lot of mystery there. And this is in honor again of Giannis.
Oh, is it the 100?
That's one miss.
How about the ones Giannis used?
Yeah,
prayer hands.
Oh, prayer hands has got to be up there.
Prayer hands is 6.
Okay, can you reset the list for us, please?
Okay, you got 2. I don't know if I should be giving this to you because 2 is heavy black heart. That's what it's called. But it's red. It says, an enduring symbol of love, the heavy black heart emoji signifies deep affection and adoration.
So we nailed it. It's the red
Why
heart,
is it
right?
Black?
But there's also a black heart.
Is
yeah, but he said the picture
heart?
Is a red heart.
Oh, yeah.
You got 4 thumbs up. You got 5 loudly crying face. You have folded hands, prayer hands, 6. And then you got smiling face with heart-shaped eyes, 9. Smiling face with smiling eyes, 10.
If this has taught me anything so far, it's that I need to start editorializing.
No.
There was an NFL power rankings that we could have just done.
We did it last week.
There's a new one.
No, it's still post-draft.
I'm going to just go into my text chain and see like what...
Fire emoji, 1 million.
Fire emoji is... you're absolutely right.
Not on there.
Get out of town.
Smell you, flip you, flap you. Not on there.
All right. Do we go Giannis?
Wrong.
That's too wrong.
Giannis salute?
Wrong. There's no way fire's not on the list.
It's not
fire.
Possible.
Is that it? You guys out?
No. We got a bunch
of guys.
You guys
need to start rapid fire.
Giannis, we'll do
mind.
Salute.
Salute, not there. That's 3. I'm dominating.
I don't know that you are, bud.
No.
I think I am.
A little gas lamping happening here.
If by dominating and making the show worse, yes, you're doing that. You've succeeded. You've won.
Just for that, I'm running the clock.
Clock was already technically running since we were overtime. How about Sparkles? Is Sparkles on the list?
Sparkles not on. See, I knew you guys would fade. You'd get all the popular ones. Now you got no chance.
The 100 emoji.
Not on.
You did the smiley face with the hearts, right? We got that one?
Mm-hmm.
How about the other smiley face with the hearts around the face? Blop, blop, blop.
You don't know the name of it, though. What? Smiley face with smiling eyes and three hearts?
Yes.
All right, I'll give you that one. That's 8.
Three hearts. Blop, okay. Blop, blop.
You know what's also probably happening here is there's multiple crying emojis that are on the list, and that's why he was debating.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, there is the straight down tears, mm-hmm. then there's the tears on the outside of
the face, rolling laughing.
I thought. I mean,
oh, you got rolling. All right, there's rolling laughing. That's 3.
All right, just give us the last 2 because we've got.
All right, number 1, face with tears of joy. You didn't get.
That is the face with tears of joy. Are you insane?
No, you didn't say joy. You got to say joy.
We said
there was no joy.
She described the picture.
We said laughing.
There's also no established term for these.
Face throwing a kiss. You didn't get that one.
Darn it.
Yeah.
That's 7. Yep.
And that's all of them, and I won again.
No, you didn't.
You told us we had to get 8. We got 8.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, you might have won, but everyone else lost. So take that for
what. He told us to get 8. We got 3. We had 14 to get 8. We got 3 wrong. We got 8.
Josh, he is so mad right now.
So annoyed. This is the worst thing we've done in a long time.
I mean, I feel like we started in a good spot. I feel like the list.
Yeah, we were.
And then we got caught up on definitions of emojis.
It was the semantics between how we were defining the emoji. What we should have done was used his whiteboard. We should have used the whiteboard, drawn the emoji, and then held it up for him.
But you described the pictures very well.
Honestly, I know.
He wanted.
You guys know
verbiage.
The number to HR. I can only take so much.
What are you going to complain? I want to hear this complaint.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Here's good content. Let's work out what your complaint would be.
He's breaking up. The microphone's breaking up.
What emoji would you use for that?
Do you guys know how much I hate you? That's complaint number 1.
Starting to realize.
That is number 1.
I feel like it's a good place to start. If we're workshopping this, it's a good place to start.
Okay.
I hate my co-hosts.
We've enjoyed having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. As you might know, Dario and I, not the most handy people. We can handle a few things around the house, but when it comes to the big things, the important things, we always rely on our friends over at PCI. Our basement is fantastic, thanks to the dedication and the hard work and the expertise of the PCI team. Mike and Michelle operate a family-owned company. They believe in building relationships and doing exceptional work on your projects. They've been in business for more than 20 years, and you don't hang around for that long unless you are doing a really good job. Learn more about PCI and see their work at professionalconstructioninc.com. That's professionalconstructioninc.com for all of your home improvement projects.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I have told you how many times.
I know.
Do not mess with electricity, Chew.
And I don't. I did. I did. But
I
don't.
Incident?
There was one.
Plumbing, you're going to get wet. Electricity, you're going to die.
On 94.5 ESPN.
So May is upon us, and May, of course, is Mental Health Awareness Month. We want to encourage everyone to take care of their well-being and break the stigma because the world is better when people are healthy and happy. You know, mental health awareness is obviously growing, but there's still progress to be made. 26% of Americans who participated in a recent survey say they have avoided seeking mental health support due to the fear of judgment. That stinks. BetterHelp has more than 10 years of experience matching people with the right therapist from their diverse network of more than 30,000 licensed therapists with a wide range of specialties. BetterHelp is fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient, serving more than 5 million people worldwide. You can easily switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. We are all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/timeout to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/timeout for 10% off your first month with BetterHelp. It's something everyone should see. You going to be okay, big guy?
I know I'm good.
We were pretty tough on you that last segment of the show. And
I got thick skin.
He's the designated yell guy. He's the designated yell guy.
That's true, but we weren't destroyed yelling at
You destroyed my confidence to the point where, you know, I long snap in the Super Bowl, a lot of pressure there to, like, now with you guys, I don't want to even play wing on extra point. I have no
confidence. What this is, right? This is a strategy to make Joshy pick the list so he doesn't even have to do that step of the process going forward.
I'm glad I've damaged an NFL athlete so far is that now he's got the list yips. Power rankings yips. I take that as a point of pride.
List yips!
And the other factor is we can just work together a little more. Maybe I don't let you go rogue so much because you've had some tough showings these past couple months. It's been a tough time.
Here's what the people want. They want it tied into previous shows. So I said, hey, Giannis had emoji in his little cryptic message. So let's spin it that way.
Again, the heart was in the right spot.
What did I do wrong?
The heart was in the right place. When Jen is describing the emojis and what they look like, and you being like, nope, you didn't say joy. Got to say the word, like, and making you name specific emojis down to the word. Yeah, I think we got lost in the sauce a little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
This has happened.
I kind of take back what I said about Balaga. Because there's a lot of ammunition out there.
Woo. This has happened on this show before. It used to happen on Skeleton Brust. You guys get too competitive, and it comes at the sacrifice of content. So you're having to decide between joy and what proper word to describe the crying emoji when everyone knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, but at least my bold predictions come true. Most of them.
Which bold prediction?
Some of them.
Which bold prediction are we talking about that came true?
We give you a life
raft. Matthew Golden.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Jen.
You're welcome.
Which I was
in the spirit of teamwork, right? Which is a
suck on that, Gabe.
Okay, so that was not what I was looking for. What I was trying to say was, in the spirit of teamwork, you dodo head, use Joshy as the resource. Hey, I'm thinking about this list. This is what I'm thinking of. What would be the best way to execute this list? Then Joshy puts his big brain behind it, and we get a good segment. Joshy, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, correct. Yep. That's exactly what I want.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you guys, but sometimes I'm already at the gym, even though it's 9:44, and I'm going, what the hell's that guy's name? I can't call him Hey You anymore. I think he knows that I don't know his name.
What if you call him Buddy? Hey, Buddy.
He's at the point. I've known him for like 6 months, and then yesterday he went and introduced himself to someone that was standing right next to me. Hey, I'm Bart! Yeah, Bart! I'm like, and then I go, all right, I won't forget it now.
And now you forgot it.
His shoulders are way too big for his arms, so Bart Simpson, cartoon character.
What are we doing here?
Word association, Jen. I'm sure you do the same thing.
I do, but I don't do it publicly on the radio. What I don't do is broadcast it to everyone.
Wait, like, I want you to keep going. So Bart Simpson and shoulders?
Oh, it's Bart. Now you know the guy's name. Question, did he shout his name to the other gentleman at the gym because he knew
I would hear it.
That's what I thought. Yep. He knew that you didn't know his name, so he loudly introduced himself to someone else to help you out.
Just in time for Chewy to come back north and not see the dude for 6 months.
Like, Jen, you run into a girl with huge eyebrows, and you find out her name is Kathy. Will you go Cat?
Caterpillar.
Eyebrows, bingo, you never forget the name.
Yes, I use those types of devices.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily have to be about their
mnemonics.
Yes. It doesn't necessarily have to be about their physical traits though. Like maybe it's where I met them. You know, like at what store we were in when we saw each other. You know? Or you could just remember people's names. I'm not gonna lie, it is not a strength of mine. I've gotten better at it because I use those type of
mnemonic devices.
Mnemonic? Are we sure it's mnemonic?
Yeah, PN. Isn't it?
Yes. Correct. Huh. What did you think it was?
Now I don't know.
What would my connection be to Joshy?
Now I'm thinking about it too hard, Joshy. So I got to stop thinking about it and then just say it. So good job, Chew. Thanks for distracting me. Go ahead.
Correction. It is M-N.
Thank you. That's what,
okay. But it is pronounced mnemonic.
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 Is
yes.
this, wasn't there yes. a Johnny Mnemonic?
Yep.
No, there was. I'm serious. Gabe?
What help. Sport are we talking?
It wasn't. Johnny Mnemonic? Mnemonic. Mnemonic? Yes.
It was a film with Keanu Reeves, you know, 1995.
I'm this close. I am this close.
Did you hear Joshy tell you you were right?
Yeah. It was a movie with Keanu Reeves in 1995.
There you go. Take your laughs back.
Take your laughs back.
Well, I was trying to figure out what the hell you were talking about.
How would I rescind the laughs? Like, once they're out there, buddy, they're out there. Like, they're in the universe. Yeah, exactly. She's over there trying to catch butterflies.
Another one.
Take back.
Gabe used to be my friend. Now he's just like, he lets me, like,
well,
drown
it's the beard.
Out there.
It's the beard. When the beard comes back, he'll be your buddy again. But right
what,
now.
What do you want? You want me to have good cheeks or you want me to be your pal?
He's a totally different person. I told you that from the jump.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Mnemonic lost $7 million. At the box office. Only $19 million earned off of its $26 million budget.
Losing $7 million in 1995 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, Chewie's the only one that saw it, apparently. That's not a recipe for success. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. I do have an update for those folks who want to live stream Deep Thought being removed from Bradford Beach. I have an update for you. We'll have that when we return right here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
There is no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now with our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Well, why right now? Because right now, Pella offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. That's right, 6 years, 0% financing. Set up your free in-home consultation. You commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. And trust me, those customizations, they are vast. I've been out to their place out in Brookfield and all the different options that they have. You're going to find something that you love with Pella. And then you get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends May 31st, 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewie.
Yes, that would have been much worse
finally
than
we
what
got,
ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally yes. We figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie. 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Milwaukee is the site of the removal of Deep Thoughts. Now, you could argue that we remove Deep Thoughts. Well, when did we start the show? 2020? Haven't had a Deep Thought since. They are removing the boat, the abandoned boat, Deep Thoughts, from Bradford Beach today. And our friends over at WTMJ 620 are going to be streaming the removal just as soon as our guys get off the air in about 5 minutes. So you can check it out on their Twitter account. They'll have the stream there. If you're curious what's going on right now, TMJ4 has a live stream of the boat being removed. So if you are interested in watching the boat being removed from the shores of Lake Michigan right here in Milwaukee, you can find it on TMJ4's stream or on our friends over at 620 WTMJ.
I mean, it's just a sad day. Sad day that the boat's finally coming out. I've enjoyed this story, and I mean, is part of me hoping that something else gets, you know, stuck and there's another complication removing the boat? Yeah, there's a part of me that hopes that.
Should we build a monument in respect of
Deep Thought?
Yeah. Some sort of homage, some honor. A plaque maybe even.
Yeah, I think
go
a little
pay
plaque.
Your respects.
Yeah. A little plaque just right by the shoreline there.
How long has it been there?
Since October, since the middle of October.
Okay.
Well, what was the shipwreck that they wrote the song about?
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Good job.
I beat you.
I mean, there's a slight delay, so Joshy definitely got it in first. But yes, maybe somebody writes a song about Deep Thoughts.
It's Deep Thought.
Oh, crap. Just the one?
Yeah, it's just one Deep Thought.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jack Handy still gets the Deep Thoughts then. Okay. So, yes, you can watch the stream. I actually am interested in seeing how they get it out, like from an engineering standpoint.
Oh, yeah, because, again, it's so stuck in there.
Right, the fact that they tried this already and failed makes it actually feel a little more intriguing.
That's easy. It's simple. They're going to bore under it, put some ratchet, some toe straps under it, lift it up with a crane. It'll take them shouldn't take them very long.
Well, good thing you got that completely wrong, because the owner of the company said that it's expected to take at least 8 hours.
Well, you know, they want to get paid. I'm sure.
They're billing for eight hours.
I'm just saying, if they came to me in the blammer, we'd be like, all right, 2.5 hours.
You in the blammer?
Couple straps.
Viagra isn't going to get it out of there.
He's good at telling you what to do, though.
Like, I mean,
but you can follow the thought process, Joshy, yeah, right? Like the whole, you know, lift it up. Uh-huh.
If you said, oh, me and a bunch of my former NFL player buddies, you know, some actual brute strength could get this thing done in 3 or 4 hours, I'd believe you. But unfortunately, Chewy, I've seen the blammer with his shirt off because he won't stop sending us the picture. So I don't know how much the blammer is going to help you in this situation.
Your tractor's not going to cut it. His tractor's not going to cut it.
I got a couple pulleys and winches that could get it out of there. Huh?
I tried that already. It failed.
Chewy thinks he can squat deep thought. That's what he thinks.
There was
a
day.
If he could just get a grip under there, he could just lift it straight up.
Well, if he gets behind it, starts pushing.
Yeah, like a sled.
It's lodged 4 to 5 feet in the shoreline.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a walk in the park. Wait till the tide comes in.
The tide has come in and gone out and come in and gone out.
It's been there for 6 months.
That's how tides work, buddy. All right, listen. We hope you'll be back tomorrow, Chewy. Everybody else, Wilde and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.